No. The lyrics are wrong. It's 3 a.m. You must be sleeping. That's what you should be doing. It's 98.9 to Buzz for Dan and Sandy. Good morning. How you doing? What's today? What is it? Wednesday? God, already. Little Child Wednesday, Sandy Waters.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday. My gosh, last night, another beautiful night. When you got home from work, it was like gorgeous.
Oh, I know. And then you look up, it's like 8:30. You're like, ah!
It was so hard for me to go to bed last night.
I know.
It was too bright out.
I know.
I had wicked FOMO.
Yeah. Another nice day today. We're going to see partly to mostly sunny, a little nicer, 78 degrees. God, it was perfect yesterday. Almost perfect enough to go in the pool. Not my pool, but somebody else's pool.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Two things are mandatory in life. Friends with pools, friends with boats. It's cheaper. We'll talk about that.
I wonder if anybody is friends with somebody who they really don't like, but they're only continuing the friendship because of the perks of the boat or the pool.
It's wonderfully shallow. I don't know. You gotta.
Wonderfully shallow, but
no,
it happens where you really. Typically, you know, I mean, you could give or take hanging out with this person, but the perks that come along with that person, whether it's, I don't know, maybe they own a restaurant and you get a huge discount, or their house is gorgeous, or I don't know.
There probably are people like that, yeah.
Absolutely.
But, they should feel a little guilty about using someone like that. Everybody gets used, but that's like, and the people getting used know it.
You yourself are that moocher. We joke about it all the time.
No, I'm truly friends with my friend with the boat. I'm truly friends.
You just want friends.
No, I mean, we've known each other for 15 years now. It's like,
Yeah.
We call each other in the winter when there's no boating time, you know?
Think through all your friends. Come on, be honest with yourself. You probably don't even realize you do it. Mm. Like, if they didn't have that nice car that they always drive you around in, would you still be friends with them?
What's yours? Who do you use?
I'm trying to think of my friends. Who do I?
I've got one that it's like reverse. It's a reverse use.
Oh, they use you. Yeah. Oh, I know the friend that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Scott Spisano. That's a big name drop.
Oh, right yeah. There. Hey, that. Ew. All right. So today, beautiful. Partly mostly sunny. 78. Tomorrow, a little different. We're going to get rain in the area. Rain showers, scattered rain and storms possible tomorrow. It's cracking a little over 70, maybe 73 today. But today, sunny, 78 degrees from 98.9 The Buzz. 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, how are you? Hi, I'm Scott Spisano. Been hanging out right here. Got another one of those. So what have you been up to? Where are you? Yesterday, had a pool party. There's Scott. There's Sandy Waters right there, too. We have been on the buzz for years now. Has it been a decade?
Has it been a decade? Yeah, a couple decades.
No, on the buzz.
Oh, on the buzz?
Yeah, I think it has been. I'm pretty sure it's been more than a decade.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I got one of those. Oh, so what? Are you still working?
What happened? Are you dead? You're alive still? You're still around? Pool party. That's like another good day for a pool party today.
Oh, man. Right after school let out yesterday, which was wonderful. Just a magical time. It was
Get in the pool?
Half an hour later was a pool party at Gino's house. Their little buddy, my daughter's little buddy, Gino.
Yesterday, we were trying to see if you're going to have to get in that pool or not. Did you? How many kids were there?
Oh, my God. There must have been 15 kids.
15 kids?
Oh, yeah. It was like, come one, come all. Come on down.
What age group are we talking? Just all first graders?
First, second graders, yeah. Third graders, maybe the most.
Is that the age where you still have to stay as a parent?
Right?
First, second grade? That's too young.
It depends. Nah.
You got to stay.
You don't have to, but you should.
Nah, you're being judged if you don't.
Yeah.
And if your kid is not a strong swimmer, I think you're expected to get in the pool too. So how's Ellie with swimming?
She is a fish. She loves swimming.
Oh, okay. She's good then.
And the thing is, And, you know, she now she's swimming in an above ground pool that's like 4 feet. She's treading water and doing her thing. But it was nice because this was an in-ground, so it had a shallow end where she could actually stand up in. But she was jumping off the diving board. It was crazy.
She was?
Yeah.
Was there any parents in that pool?
No parents in the pool.
I always wondered that because I have been to pool parties where parents felt like they needed to get in the pool because their kid was either younger than all the other kids or just not as strong of a swimmer.
If there were kids any younger there, the mom or dad would have been there. There's like three dads and then like 10 moms. That was one of them. Oh, dad. I was one of the dads.
In the pool?
No, nobody was in the pool. No,
oh,
no
okay. You just said three dads.
In attendance. Yeah. Yeah. And it was nice. And you know, I thought it was interesting. This is the second pool party I've been to in 2 weeks. One was for a birthday party last Saturday, and then this one was just like end of school, let's go. And they both of the times there was a lifeguard. They rented a lifeguard.
They rented a lifeguard?
Yeah, they hired a lifeguard.
I have never been to a pool party where they rent a lifeguard.
Neither have I, but it makes complete sense. And I talked to the hostess and Katie, and she's like, I'm like, good move on the lifeguard. She's like, yeah, you know, last year, because they've had this their third year. Jill went last year. She's like, last year, you know, even though everybody's okay, it's just that icky feeling where who's watching the kids, and if I turn my head in a second, like.
Yes, and it's your responsibility because you have the kids over at your house. My one friend has her son. That's what her teenage son does. He, now that you say it, I think he has been asked from like families to go lifeguard their pool party. I thought that was just an East Side thing. Maybe it is because this is an East Side family.
No,
I think is that an East Side thing to do?
It really makes sense. It's so worth it, especially if you got like 10 kids or more in there. I don't know how much a rental lifeguard is for how many hours, but it seems to me it might be worth it.
You know, it's funny that, yes, it absolutely is, because on paper, it makes zero sense how we treat pool parties. Fourth
so
of
true.
July is coming up. And what happens Fourth of July? You go to the family member or the friend's house who has the pool, right? And you hang out in the pool all day.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad are drinking.
Yeah.
And the kids are in the pool.
Pounding
on paper,
beers.
That sounds horrible.
Everybody into the pool.
Yet we all do it. Like, we go to my sister's house. She has a pool. The dads are in the pool drinking beers, mm-hmm. and all of us moms felt completely fine. Oh, yeah, they got it.
Yeah, sure. You know,
they're drinking. They don't got it.
Yeah. They got it. It's, you know, I think you have some sense of like responsibility when you're an adult with kids in a pool. You can have beers and stuff like that, but you don't. You're not sitting there.
But on paper, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, it does sound horrible, you know. And I don't know, man. Both of these lifeguards. One was a teenager. I mean, official red. You know, with the red long. You know, like thing. The whistle, the hat, the sunscreen, and the one yesterday was an adult. She was great, actually. She was interacting with the kids. Almost like, is she a lifeguard or a babysitter or a police person?
Actually,
you know,
she is babysitting because the minute you hire a lifeguard, mom is like, okay, fine. Now I can check one thing off my list. I don't have to worry about watching the kids because they got it.
I can start drinking.
I don't even have to care. I don't even have to look. I can face my chair the other way.
Mom can start pounding white
claws. And dad.
White claws.
And dad.
Oh, dad Mom already dad. Does. Dad already
oh, yeah,
does.
That's right.
Anyways, 6:13 on the buzz. Good morning. A beautiful day. Sunshiny skies, probably mostly sunny, and 78 degrees. Tomorrow's going to rain, so let's get it in today. And it's coming up on 13 minutes after the hour.
Okay. It always throws me off when you say that. Who says time like that? Mm. 13 minutes after the hour.
Well, if we're being listened to on the free Odyssey app, say, you know, in Texas or something, it wouldn't be 6:13. It'd be 13 minutes after the hour, whatever time zone you're in.
Is that why you do it?
Mm-hmm.
For our listeners in Texas?
Both of them.
Okay.
Spisano and Sandy.
It's time for Karen's Corner on 98.9 The Buzz. And Spisano and Sandy, real things that happen around here.
Yeah, real rants. Today's Karen comes from the Spencerport Road area.
Oh, right.
So listen to the rant. Tell me if you think the majority of comments backed up the rant or not. And I know for a fact it is a hot button for a lot of people.
And the first call through at 818-2899, you will win tickets to the Guess Who and Don Felder, who was like co-wrote Hotel California and play guitar from the Eagles. And doesn't matter if you were right or not, you still win.
Okay. Are you ready for today's rant?
Okay.
Today's Karen from the Spencerport Road area.
All right, go.
Please refrain from parking, blocking sidewalks! Exclamation point. Many people like to use them for what they are intended for. To walk on! Thanks.
That's it.
Short, sweet, simple. Out of all the comments, were the majority for or against Karen? So this, I'm assuming it's when, you know, you park in your driveway, but your tail end of the car hangs over the sidewalk.
Oh, okay. I see. All right.
So now you and Webster, you don't have sidewalks?
Well, yeah, we do. Not on my street. Yes. How's that make me feel? I'll be honest with you. I get weirded out when I see any cars at the end of the driveway, you know, near where the sidewalk is, because I feel like they're pulling out and they don't see me. So I slow down as I go past them, thinking there's somebody in the car. You know what I mean? And even when I have to, when Joe was doing my kitchen, he had a giant truck, giant trailer, and he'd back in, and that was his workshop, you know. But I had to pull in front of him in order to let my wife out. And my butt end of my car stuck out. Not in the road.
You're the guy.
Not too much in the road, but not in the road, but where the sidewalk, if we had one, would be.
Yes.
And as soon as my wife left, I felt so weird. I had to pull out and park next to her.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a hot button for a lot of people.
So now
think about it.
Yeah.
Out of all the comments that came in, were the majority with or against Karen? I'll give you some time to think about it.
Okay.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
So typically, I don't just wake up to any radio station in the morning. I wake up to 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, and nothing like getting an alarm with Spisano just screaming into the mic every morning going, "Good morning!" You know, that definitely wakes me up and also gets me started.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. It's time for Karen's Corner on The Buzz. All right. Hey, what's up? Good morning, The Buzz. Who's this?
Hey, this is Genesee Jim.
Hey, Genesee Jim. What's up, man? So you're a little bit triggered about Karen's Corner this morning, huh?
If you're just joining us, Karen's Corner today was a rant from the Spencerport Road area where she was saying, please, 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 please refrain from parking, blocking sidewalks. Many people like to use them for what they're intended for, to walk on. Thanks! Exclamation point.
Thank you for your attention in this matter.
I love when everyone ends their rant with a thanks.
Right, right. It's the compliment sandwich, right?
Is this your little pet peeve, too, Genesee Jim?
Oh, yes. It is technically against the law to park and block a sidewalk if you're parking in your driveway.
Oh, wow. Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah, but it's one of those laws that nobody really gives a ticket.
Nobody
ever
gets nailed
on. Right.
Yeah, right.
It's a
right.
law.
Right.
Right. Okay, so now, so I know you appreciate this, Karen, who went to next door and ranted, but out of the 20 comments, were the majority with or against her? What do you think? Both of you guys locking
yeah.
your votes.
What do you think, man?
I think they're going to be with her.
Yeah.
Okay, Scotty?
I kind of feel like I want to lean with, but I kind of feel like people are sick and tired of people complaining, so I'm going to say they were against Karen.
Okay.
All right. What do you think it was?
Final answer? Locking in your votes?
Is that your final answer? That is? Final
yep.
answer? Okay, final answer. All right.
Out of the 20 comments, the majority were for Karen. They were on her side. They backed her up. Best in comments. When I walked the neighborhood with my dog and the sidewalk was blocked by a car, I made a point to walk around it in their yard.
Oh, you went the other way.
Tom commented, I walk for exercise. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. But I come across a car blocking the sidewalk. I will spit on that car.
Oh!
Unless there's no other option for the car to park.
Wow.
That's... Okay, Tom took it to a whole new level.
Yeah. Well, at least he asked for forgiveness before he told us about it.
Right. Spit on that car. Can you see how on the ring cam just hocking a loogie?
Hocking a loogie. That's so funny. I don't think I've ever spit on anybody's car before.
I don't think I could. It would dribble down my chin. Let's be honest.
You don't know how to spit, Sandra. So I punched a car before. Yeah.
Wait, why?
Because it matched their car matched the exact dent and the exact perfect, I could trace the angle of the little nick when they opened their door, they smacked into my passenger side and the car was still there. I punched it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I never
knew that about you. When was this?
I don't remember. I didn't make a dent, but I still was like, "Damn it."
Oh, I could see the rage in your eyes. Sometimes when you get angry, you go like all recognized.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and you know what? It's a lease, so it really pissed me off. It's not my car.
Oh my God, that's funny. Have you ever punched a car, Genesee Jim, or spit on a car?
Not that I recall.
You're a better man than me, sir.
All right, that's today's Karen's Corner.
And you've got tickets to the Guess Who, along with Don Felder. Now, he was the guy who co-wrote and played that, that duet guitar on Hotel California. He's also touring with Guess Who, coming to the Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater on Tuesday, the 7th of July, courtesy of Live Nation. You can get Ticketmaster.com if you want tickets. But Genesee Jim's going to the show. Thanks, man. Congrats.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks for playing Karen's Corner.
I cannot believe he punched a car.
I know.
So angry.
I can't believe I admitted it. You know what I mean? What?
You would always bring up the fact that I keyed a car once because it made a scratch on my car.
Yeah.
And you never came clean about that little episode.
Keying a car is forever. Punching a car just hurt my knuckles.
Were you in your 20s, too? We do dumb things in our 20s, don't we?
No, I was in my 40s.
Oh. Okay, coming up on the show just after 7 o'clock. Oh, my God. What the hell? There's a police chase?
Oh, dude.
On
this
the
is
golf
awesome.
Course?
This was awesome.
In Greece?
Anybody know anything about this? Call us up at 818-2899. We want to hear what you saw or heard.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, how you doing? Wednesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, low 7 o'clock hour. What's up? Scott So, Sandy Waters right here.
Listen, I'll say it with the police officer will never admit. That police chase on Lakeshore Country Club, intentional.
Oh, all right, we'll get to that in a second. I do want to say as we get closer to the 4th of July, The Buzz wants to recognize our service members and veterans with the 98.9 The Buzz 4th of July Military Sound-Off. This is where you get a chance to get on the air and put a shout-out. We're going to do it top every hour through our three-day weekend, and we want to thank them for the service. So, if you want to nominate a service member or a veteran, somebody in your family, go to 98.9thebuzz.com. Please mention this into the thing. You just click the link and you'll find it. So, we will salute the 4th of July Military Sound-Off starting 4th of July weekend right here. So this one, I showed you this video yesterday.
It was intentional. Yeah. You know why? Because if you're a police officer and you have to work Father's Day, you miss out on golfing on Father's Day.
Oh,
so
you're so
the
bad.
Way the officer said, well, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to do my job and I'm going to go golfing.
Jeez. I mean, like this video. Okay, so there is a video going around that I saw the other day. I showed it to Sandy yesterday. Dudes are golfing on the golf course and all of a sudden you hear sirens and you see a car zooming past and police, I think it was county sheriffs, chasing them on the greens, on the golf course. Back and forth around
on
trees
the actual
and stuff.
Golf course.
Yeah, up at Lakeshore
like
Country.
Breaking the no cart rule.
Oh my God.
It happened just before 5 p.m. on Sunday. That's Father's Day.
Yeah.
Witness video shows a red SUV being pursued by deputies from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office across portions of the golf course. According to the witnesses, The driver jumped out of the still moving SUV and ran, leading to a foot chase near the 18th hole and into a nearby neighborhood. Additional video showed damage on the driving range after the vehicle crossed the course. Of course, there's damage left behind.
As of right now,
the sheriff's office has not released any further details.
Yeah.
So
I saw the video of the kid. I saw the video of the kid jumping out. He had scruffy blonde hair, and I think he was wearing shorts. And the guys are like probably 15.
Polo? Was he wearing a button down polo?
I don't remember, but the guys
Lakeshore is okay. Lakeshore, I don't think you have to wear a button down.
The guys were like giggling. Like, I would have like started running after the kid, you know?
You would have?
Yeah. It's not like
you're golfing and you're going to go chase him? The police are right there.
They weren't right there. These guys were closer than the police were.
Oh, so you're calling out the guys that were just taking video.
Yeah, I would have dropped your phone and run after tackle the kid.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Everybody was taking to their phones instead of trying to help. I wonder if officers, would they appreciate you helping or not? 818-2899 if you're a police officer.
You'd probably get yelled at because you're interfering with police business, but hey, to catch a thief.
It gets dangerous.
Yeah, it didn't. It's not like he was carrying knives and guns and, holsters. And he just looked like some punk.
So how old did he look?
He looked like a teenager.
Oh, like young teenager? Like the ones that are stealing cars nowadays? Or like just a young kid who's got issues?
18 to 20s. Somewhere in that area. Yeah.
So because the officers have not released details, why did this happen? What was the outcome of this?
Right.
It leaves us to guess. What do you think happened?
He's probably running away from his dad because he failed 12th grade.
Oh, is that? See, my mind went to Father's Day on the golf course. It was a wife who called police. Find my husband.
Oh,
I told him to be here.
What? Dad wanted to golf. That's Dad's day. Go golfing.
Or do you think he was just following Waze? Because I could see myself doing that accidentally driving on a golf course.
Right.
I would be that person.
Right. People driving into Lake Ontario. Well, I was just following my GPS.
Can't be wrong, can it?
I'm curious to find out what it was. If it was a stolen car or if, I mean, I've never been in a situation where, and I've been pulled over, the flight of the fight or flight thing. I've never been activated to the point where, oh my God, it's worth it to take off and I'm positive I can lose them kind of vibe.
You know what it is? It's an intrusive thought. Even just driving on a golf course is an intrusive thought.
Yeah.
It's one of those thoughts that you're not supposed to act on. You know you're not supposed to act on, but in your mind, you're doing it.
Right, right. Like, who doesn't want to drive and do, donuts on a beautifully manicured lawn?
I know. And who cleans up that?
That's money that's damaged.
Right.
Yeah.
Does the county pay for that? Do they just have to suck it up?
Lakeshore is a county golf course? I don't know.
Well, it was the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. No, Lakeshore, I don't know. It's in Greece. I don't know. Is it the town of Greece's responsibility
to help
them out?
I think the kid and the parents should pay for it if they catch them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You think they got the money for it?
Yeah. Sue them.
Okay.
So I don't know. All I know is that
we
don't know much to this story, but when it comes out, I'm sure we'll catch up.
Right? And you're going to see it on your algorithm. You absolutely will. The video is just insane if you were there, 818-2899. But that is so wild, wild story.
Good morning, Scotty. Good morning, Sandy.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mark Dowdell. I'm calling up about the golf course incident.
Mark,
oh my gosh, were you there?
I was actually in the twosome that was behind the threesome that this kid cut between. So he was in front of us and behind the guys in front of us.
Oh, my God. So, What'd you see?
It was hilarious. Well, first of all, we're thinking, we heard the emergency vehicles, and we're trying to think, well, what? They're getting closer, but are they on Beach Avenue or are they on Greenleaf, which which are the two roads that intersect.
Right, right.
And we couldn't find it. All of a sudden, it was the Dukes of Hazzard episode where they came cruising over the land, over the undulating fairways and greens and whatnot, and chasing this guy in the red SUV.
Oh, God.
So the kid rolls to a stop, but he did. He opened the door while the car was moving, rolled out of the car, didn't hit the ground running, but hit the ground rolling.
Oh, my God.
And then was up and running through the neighbor's yard at the time.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was there was a guy using his leaf blower.
Okay.
In the incident, and he threw the leaf blower at the kid.
Oh God!
He was going to slow him down.
But, could you imagine chucking your leaf blower at somebody?
Yeah.
Another intrusive thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was too fun. It was just the Charlotte residents defending the turf. You know.
Of course. Yeah.
For what it was worth.
Did they get the kid? Could you tell if they got him?
No. The cops were there. We finished the hole. We were looking for a ruling on how to finish the hole. What do we do about this in terms of our ball and everything?
Exactly.
But we played through, and we stopped and had a beer afterwards, and we were waiting to see what was going on. And there were cops all over the place on golf carts. And maybe Sandy was right about them missing Father's Day. Therefore, they got the opportunity to ride around on the golf carts, but they were still doing their, you know, their just duty.
Yeah,
to try to figure out where this kid went. But, you know, he's 15 years old. He was off like a flash.
Oh, yeah. And,
he's young, yeah.
He's young, yeah.
Okay.
Right. So. Yeah. And then you're in the Charlotte neighborhood or down near the pier or something. Who's going to find you there?
Right,
so,
right.
I'm not sure if they ever did find him. I don't think they did, but... It was one of those things like, how does this happen?
And how do you explain this? How do you explain this to your parents?
Right.
Okay.
Well, maybe it was a Father's Day.
Well, he wasn't even home for Father's Day.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, he needs a dad. He needs a dad to play golf with him or something.
That might be true.
Yeah, right. But, hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. Yes, appreciate sir. That. How funny is that? Mark is he's at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's all his fault.
Mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
I'll take blame and credit.
Okay, sounds good.
So, yeah, anyway, I wanted to share that with you. I heard you talking about it, so I wanted to call in and let you know.
Good stuff. Thanks, man.
All right, brother.
Jerky Justified's coming up in a few minutes here on The Buzz, about 7:15.
Jeremy Doku, he's a 24-year-old Belgium soccer player playing in the World Cup, and he grabbed headlines because he left in the middle of the tournament. That's it. Packed up, went home. The reason why is what we're deciding, Jerky Justified.
Unique. Untouchable and always unpredictable.
Yeah.
Jerk or justified with Spezzano and Sandy.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Jeremy Doku, 24-year-old Belgium soccer player, is grabbing World Cup headlines because he left in the middle of the tournament.
Get out.
Packed up, went home. See you later. Back to England. Because, and this is what we're going to debate, jerk or justified, his wife was about to give birth to their first child.
Oh, man.
They did on Monday. Baby Praise.
Aww.
And he said all along, hey, listen, my wife's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is the World Cup. This is a big deal. But if my wife goes into labor, I got to fly home. Now, she wasn't due till July.
Oh, wow.
So the baby's early.
Okay.
And he hightailed it out of there. He's like, see you later.
He's like,
now, the reason why this is a big story is because a French TV presenter criticized Doku's decision, saying fathers are, quote, completely useless during childbirth and that a World Cup is too important to leave.
What?
There's a woman who said that, and she's been suspended, and she has to
Wait. It was a woman who said
yes.
that?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now... I don't know what, I mean, there's so many angles we could take for Jerk or Justified, but maybe if he chose not to leave, because this is a big deal, this is the World Cup, this is what feeds the family.
Right. If he stayed back and let his wife have the baby by herself, is that Jerk or Justified?
To miss the birth of the baby.
Yeah. All right.
Because of prior obligations.
818-2899 is the number. First call through gets to pair of tickets to go to see Guess Who coming in concert in Syracuse along with Don Felder from the Eagles. He wrote Hotel California, co-wrote at least. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. It's Jerk or Justified if he stayed back to do the World Cup and not go there for the birth of his child.
Oh, he could have done either and still come out a winner for me.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're an idiot either way.
Oh,
it's even better. I love that. All right, so
where are you putting your tally for a father not to be at the birth of his own child because of huge work obligations?
Is it jerk or justified?
Right, my vote, justified to go to the birth.
Okay, so he was a jerk to not go. Gotcha. Okay, jerk. Gotcha. Jerk.
Yeah, and what's jerk your if he missed it.
First name?
Julie.
Julie, you're going to see The Guess Who along with Don Felder in Syracuse.
All right. Oh my God! Awesome.
Courtesy of our good friends over at Live Nation. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. This is coming up July 7th. Syracuse at Empower Federal Credit Union. So look for the email. We'll hook you up. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, The Buzz. Hey, hi. We're a jerk or justified if he stayed and played and didn't go to the birth.
Missed the birth of his child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of a no-win, like she said.
That's right.
But it's still the birth of the first child, whether it was first or second. You still should be there for your wife just for support. Yes, it's an important tournament, but what's more important, a tournament or your family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. Right. Family comes first. So you say if he stayed, it'd be jerk.
If he missed the birth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
And we're talking about this. This is a big story because that French TV reporter, she was a woman, and she criticized his decision, saying, quote, "Fathers are completely useless during childbirth." Like, you should have stayed. You know how many women probably have stories about their husbands missing or boyfriends missing the birth of their kid?
And how they were not very happy about it. Anyway, more calls on The Buzz, 818-2899, vote jerk or justified. How about you? Hi.
Good morning.
Go ahead. What do you call it?
I am saying that as a woman, he is justified to miss it.
Wow.
Fired too. Up Trish? What?
Trish.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
How is that justified?
Well, because as long, and there is a caveat, as long as she has a mother or a really good friend that will be there for her, then it is justified for him to live out his dream. It's his dream, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay.
His dream is more important than you as a human being.
It's not more important. It's just like that first woman said, you're an idiot whether you do or you don't. That first woman said it beautifully. She deserves those tickets because you're right. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But
he did miss the whole thing. Like, he's back. He's back playing now. He just, let me be here for the moment.
And
the shared memory, and then I'm out.
You know, to me, that's almost worse. We got to pick one. You can't have them, you know, like almost, I don't know. But I think it's justified. I'm glad that he's back. I'm glad that he made the birth. And I guess it worked out.
You got the best of both worlds.
I would give my husband a pass.
Wow.
I would give him a pass.
Would, I would. Am I a terrible wife? I would absolutely not. That would be soul crushing.
But you have your sister and you have your mother.
I don't care. Like, the best part of delivering my child, as painful and horrible of an experience it really is, and then Mother Nature somehow makes you forget that moment. What sticks with me is how wonderful my husband was. Like, you see a side of your husband you have never experienced when you're going through that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to miss out on that if he wasn't there.
See, from a guy's point of view, at least this guy, I don't care if it's the Super Bowl, the World Cup, or whatever. I'm right by your side.
Do you know that she can hang this over his head forever? Remember that time you weren't there for me?
Right.
Exactly. That's the fun part, too. You can bring it up anytime you want. I mean, it's a win-win.
I love you, Trish.
And then if they don't win the World Cup, that would be pointless.
Well, they're not going to win.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, yeah, no. The U.S. is going to win.
Right. Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Love you.
All right. So I say he would be a jerk to not go to the birth. Yeah.
I'm putting my tally under jerk, too. So fired up Trish and that TV reporter lady are the only two under justified. So the final verdict is...
The verdict is... jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Trish had a good argument, yeah, though. Yeah. I got to give it to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerk. Yeah, yeah. Unjustified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen, if you're engaged, if you're thinking of having a baby with the man you're with, send them this podcast. Don't you dare. I don't care what's on TV. I don't care what's going on in your goals and dreams and whatever.
Yeah, I know, right?
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hello, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy with you. Good morning. I'm glad you're with us. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters with a beautiful Wednesday morning. Happy Middle Child Wednesday. 8 o'clock hour, Sandy Waters.
Gorgeous, gorgeous day today. Hopefully you can sneak out, get out of work early.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can I give a shout out to Kenzie, who came over to the house yesterday to record a video for social.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so sweet. First time I met her, and she was like, oh, you know, my mom is a huge fan. She was in a dating thing that you guys did.
What?
Dating thing that we did.
Oh, no. What was that?
I go, wait. Was she one of the women that we tried to set up with Scotty after his divorce?
Oh, God. Come on.
And she's like, no, I don't think it was that.
No, that was
her
only...
name is Jody. Uh-huh. And they had this dating game where she had a pick among three guys or whatever, whatever. Okay. So she sends me the picture.
Uh-huh.
She's a beautiful woman. She sends me the picture, and it was back in the day before my time.
Okay.
When I was still listening to you in high school.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, you must have done a dating thing.
Yeah, I think
and
we did, yeah.
A big fan. I got to send you the picture. She was so sweet. So I told her, you got to come in for a live audience Thursday.
Oh, sure, yeah. Absolutely.
So you can hear Scott's voice in person again.
Why did you say that?
Because that's probably why. There are so many women who probably are like, have a little crush on you because of your...
My voice?
Yes.
What voice are you talking about?
Women love that. Women are drawn to voice. Isn't this true? 818-2899. Women will find men attractive just solely on their voice. That could get us attractive.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if it's the same way around, though. Do men find women attractive just because of their voice?
No.
Or is there a voice that you find attractive?
There's attractive voices, yeah, but I don't think we start there. Guys don't start there.
I don't know if women start there, but that is a...
contributing factor, you may say?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that voice that just, like...
I kind of like, and my wife does not have this kind of voice, so don't give me crap for it.
What?
Don't give me crap for it.
You said that so boldly.
Because I know you're gonna rev me on it. I like more of a husky voice, kind of, instead of, you know.
Okay.
What?
818-2899, please, if you're a guy, call into the show and tell me if you agree with what Scott said. Because the majority of guys,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing my research based on Reddit threads, uh-huh. the majority of guys mm-hmm. say that same thing.
Oh, really?
Husky voices.
Like, kind of, not like deep bass husky, like Miley
like
Cyrus.
A little raspy.
Miley Cyrus talks like this, but not like that, but like... Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, some people have said.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that true?
Kind of a smoky, husky voice, yeah.
Okay, I don't want this to come out the wrong way, mm-hmm. but that's like a deep voice that's more closer to a man's voice than a woman's voice. A woman's voice, you would think that guys would be attracted to the high-pitched, delicate, soft voice, because that's a woman's voice.
Yeah, but a husky, that's a word for it, more raspy, not lower, but raspier. Oh, there's this girl who has a farm
smoker?
On... No. Like, there's this girl who has a farm on TikTok, and she names all of her animals, like, weird names. And it's funny. And she runs around and does her thing, and she's got this kind of a raspy, kind of outdoorsy girl voice.
And that's
like,
why
I like
you watch
that.
It.
Yeah. No, she doesn't wear much. She wears, like, you know... I'm joking.
Just tell her that's all you need is your voice, honey. Put on some clothes.
Put on some
so
clothes.
So what do I need to... Wait, hang on. We need more male listeners.
Oh, wait. I got somebody calling.
Let's what do I need to... Do I add like this?
Hello,
should I
the
talk
buzz.
Like this?
Hello, the buzz.
Hi, this is Canadian Connie.
Oh, hi, Canadian Connie.
Oh, wait, Canadian Connie's voice, Scotty. Mm-hmm. Out of 1 to 10, how's Canadian Connie's voice?
Hi, Connie. What's the latest?
Well, I fell in love with my man's voice when I heard him sing karaoke for the first time.
Oh, his singing voice. How about that?
Oh,
and he was singing Dracula from Rob Zombie.
Oh, my God, really?
I love when a man sings.
And he was with his ex-fiancée at the time, so I was just like, you know, I stayed away from that. But then I found him on Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're a typical male cheating on his girlfriend right now. And he said, no, we broke up back a couple of months ago. And I said, oh, really? And
talking,
and 10 years later, here we are.
Oh, my goodness. That's interesting.
Cool.
That's interesting.
Now, do you think he would say that your voice is attractive? Or do you think he agrees with Scotty that the husky, raspy voice?
He loves my voice because I sing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he loves my voice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All of me. He loves all of me.
He loves all of you.
Yep,
love you,
he
Connie.
Loves all of
we love you too.
Love you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye. See ya.
I'm actually a longtime listener too.
Yeah, well, you've called before, right?
We know Connie.
Yeah.
We know you.
Yeah.
It's been a while though.
I know. I've been listening since Sandy was just an intern on your show when you guys were doing like the Digging in the Sand and Digging in the Snow episode.
Oh, my gosh.
That was my $10,000 in the sand. $10,000 in the sand. That was my favorite contest we've ever done.
$10,000 in the sand.
$10,000. That's what it was.
I remember, I don't know what snow place it was, what ski resort it was,
uh-huh.
but I remember meeting Sandy there because my ex-husband at the time won the chance to do that contest.
I think Sandy's only been to Swain. Have you ever been to Bristol?
No, I think it was Swain.
It was just Swain. Remember you took a ski lesson
one
at Swain?
Snow Hill looks like the other Snow Hill. I don't know.
No.
I don't know where I was.
You only were at Swain. Remember you said you almost ran into a tree, but the guy was hot who was teaching you?
Yes.
All right, Connie.
Love you, Connie.
I actually met Sandy.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah. Call again, all right?
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
So where does Connie's voice rate? No, where does Connie's voice rate, Scotty, 1 to 10? And where does your wife's voice rank 1 to 10?
You really going to do this to me?
Yeah,
nope.
I am.
Nope. Because nobody wins.
That says a lot right there.
Nobody
that
wins.
Says a lot right there.
Nobody wins.
Come on,
nobody wins. Only you win.
Is it at least a 5?
Well, of course. It's a 7, 8. My wife's is a 8, 9. Yeah.
You should see you can see the sweat.
No, it's just
sweat coming down your forehead.
It's not necessary because nobody wins except you on this one. Sorry. All
well,
right.
It's more than me that is entertained by this.
Good or bad parenting is coming up next on 98.9 The Buzz. Keep it right there.
Good parent or bad parent?
Ooh, on 98.9 The Buzz. Here we go.
We got a voice message on the free Odyssey app, and you can leave us a voice message whenever you want. It's AUDACY is the app, and there's a way to leave us a voice message.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to hear it? I had it. Okay, here we go.
Do you guys still do good or bad parenting? Because my husband and I just got home from dinner, and we saw something at the restaurant that we're like, ooh. Mm. We're debating on if that was the right move or not. So we were at Bronca, and the table next to us, there was a young couple, and they had their baby with them.
Okay.
Probably, I don't know, I would say 10 months old, maybe, not a year old. And they pulled out the iPad and propped it up on the baby's lap, like inches away from the baby. And my husband and I were like shocked that that was their immediate response. They sit down, they get settled in, and that's the first thing they do. And it just felt wrong. I'm totally against kids having devices when you go out to eat. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It really bothered me. So I thought it might be a good or bad parenting.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Very good one. It's a very good one.
How old is this?
I find myself judging those parents too.
How old is it? I was caught up
10 months.
10 months old? Yeah, not even a year. Hmm.
I mean, that's what she's guessing. Okay, admit, did you do that with Ellie when you took Ellie to the restaurant? She's 6 years old, your daughter. Did you bring the iPad or a device?
Do it all the time.
Okay, then why are you thinking so long?
I'm not thinking so long.
You're like...
No. Only because a 10-month-old can't play with it. She can just watch it.
Watch it? So you're going to vote it's good parenting because you do it.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Hold on, or do you feel guilty that you do it?
I have no guilt doing it.
You don't?
No, I get to eat. She gets to eat. She gets to, like, be focused on something other than, like, getting under the table or running up and down the between tables and, you know, turning around and making faces at people.
I did see somewhere, I hope I get the stat right, it's like 62% of parents give their kids the iPad, but yet feel very guilty about giving their kids the iPad when they are out in a public spot.
I wouldn't call the word guilty. I would call the word aware and necessary at sometimes. Now, if this kid was like completely connected to this thing 24/7, that'd be a different story.
If you're 10 months old and that's the go-to, like you... The go-to when Ellie was out at a restaurant, the go-to was to give her a device. Yeah, they're becoming hooked on it. It's horrible. I hate it. I'm with her. This drives me nuts, but I have been there. I have had the kids that could not freaking sit still. Mm-hmm. And the restaurant had slow service. Mm-hmm. And it ruined the entire night because I am too stressed about trying to control my kid.
Right.
So that she doesn't bother other people. That we just said... We're not going out to dinner anymore with the family. That's it.
See, that ruins your relationship. You can bring your kid along, get him something to do. Listen, it doesn't matter whether it's watching a device or, you know, thank God for a lot of restaurants, bring your crayons. You know, that kind
of
thing.
See, that's different. Nah. Crayons are different. Crayons are okay.
No.
But your kid nowadays, they're not fully entertained with just the crayons. They get bored of that so soon. So we honestly, I thought everyone would agree on this, 818-2899. We just stopped going out to dinner as a family because the kids just did it. They were too young to control themselves. My husband and I would try to make an attempt. We didn't do a very good job with our couple nights.
And you didn't give them any screens, right?
No, we did not give them any screens. Yeah,
that would have allowed you guys to go
but
to dinner.
But I chose to not go to the restaurant instead of the screen because the screen, we already know, is so dangerous. Stop doing that, parents.
Listen, if you chose to go to the restaurant because it costs too much, that's the real reason, number one. And number two, screen time with kids should be monitored and, what's the word for it?
It shouldn't be the go-to. It's the go-to. It's teaching your kid, hey, if you want to settle down, put a screen in front of your face. That's the message you're sending, a subconscious message.
Yeah, how about like in the car or at the restaurant is when you get to look at it, and maybe for a half an hour during the day.
No, not in the car. Kids need to learn how to be bored in a car.
Oh,
what
my God.
I get in the car with my teenagers, and they get earbuds in. I'm like, okay. The radio is right here. Yeah,
that is okay. Let me say some words because you've been yapping. Number one, it's 2026. Okay, it's not 1975 when you were born or whatever it was, and that's how times change. And this is what it is. You as a parent, as a good parent, should be there to regulate that. You can choose when it happens and when it doesn't happen. That's it.
You missed my point.
I know.
You're teaching your kid that is how to soothe them. Look at Elizabeth just messaged us. Remember the days when he didn't have an iPad to play with, and instead you would get some crayons from the front desk or your parents would give you their pen out of their bag? Oh, my God, that's so funny. My mom would it is
what?
So true.
What?
Somehow we dig a pen out of our bag, give it to our kid, and think that's
right.
Here, kid.
Yeah.
What do I got in my purse that you can entertain?
Draw me a house. I love how can I just set aside? I love how you say crayons.
Crayons.
You crayons? Say crayons.
I did?
Yeah.
Crayons.
They're crayons.
Crayons.
Yeah. The crayons, yes.
The crayons. So, oh, I'm sorry.
Anybody at 818-2899 want to chime in on this? Is it good or bad parenting for this specific situation?
I was going to say, does anyone think it's justified? Because so far, everybody thinks it's bad parenting. The person who left us the message, Elizabeth, and me.
Yeah.
So anybody...
It's two against one right now, anybody? 818-2899. Other than that, it's bad parenting. All right.
That guy, no, it hurts. It hurts to say that's bad parenting. But I do relate with the guilt because I mean, without a doubt, you try to soothe your kid and calm them down and you give them a device. There are those moments.
Yeah.
I can't believe you don't feel the guilt.
I don't have a lot of guilt in my life. You know that. I'm not wired for
you
that stuff.
You should.
No, it's an explanation. Listen, my boys had that. They're fine. It's not like you're ruining your kid. Again, it goes back to your parenting and your regulation of the device. It's going to be there whether you like it or not, you know?
At 6 years old, does Ellie still go to the device when you guys are out to dinner?
No. Not a lot. We bring it just in case, or sometimes if it's she's out of her mind, mommy will give her phone and she can mess with it.
Oh, I hate that. Just have a conversation with your kid. Play a game with your kid. Like I spy a grumpy old man.
I play a yellow
named
car.
Scott.
I play yellow car when we're driving. Now she does it to me all the time. It's annoying.
See?
It's coming up.
It's annoying. It is.
I'll be driving along. Yellow car, I win. I'm like, oh, stop.
Kid, get on your device.
I know. Here's the iPad. It's 8:40 on the Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. Partly to mostly sunny, 78 degrees. And there was a big ribbon cutting yesterday.
Oh, yeah. But something, I guess, distracted Scotty from ribbon cutting.
Totally.
I wonder if I saw it. What is it?
Okay, we'll talk about that. The Buzz. Hey, you. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Fizzano and Sandy coming up on 9 o'clock here. Nice little ribbon cutting up at Highmark Stadium yesterday. Kind of a big day for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so you said there was something. Was it during the ribbon cutting that distracted you?
Uh-huh.
Like the actual cutting of the ribbon or at the event?
Yeah, the actual cutting of the event. Did you see the video of it?
I just saw some social media videos. I didn't sit there and watch the whole thing.
It was the official cut, and it was a drone shot, which caught my eye. So they start in close. They're going, 3, 2, 1, cut the ribbon. And there's like 50 people going, tick, 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 tick. And then they let off red, white, and blue smoke fireworks behind. And as they were popping, the wind was blowing from right to left, and everything just started moving away from them, and it just kind of ruined the moment for me.
Oh, that's what caught your eye?
Yeah.
I thought someone had a booger or picked a wedge or...
Oh, no, it was just... It was
elbowed, gave a dirty look.
It would have been so much better if all this pomp and circumstance and just... straight up.
Oh, it ruined the moment?
It went like up and like this. It was like pum, 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 pum. It was like...
Ribbon cuttings. How do we feel about ribbon cuttings? I don't know why I have such... I don't know why I get this like ick feel about ribbon cuttings, which is horrible to say.
Why? What's icky about it?
I don't know. It's so like...
It's symbolic.
Phony. I see phony with ribbon cuttings. I'm like, okay, who's there? And they're only there because they want to be in the picture of the ribbon cutting.
No, I think they're really there because they had something to do with the creation of this giant monstrosity.
Not necessarily. I'm talking about ribbon cuttings in general.
Oh.
The people who are there cutting the ribbon want to be there because it makes them look good. And it's phony.
So what
half
do?
Of those people don't care about the success of whatever XYZ that they're cutting the ribbon.
Are you talking about like a politician or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Sure. Throw them in there. Yes.
Well, who else would be like not worthy of cutting the ribbon?
I don't know. Listen, maybe I am the only one who thinks this way, but every time I see a ribbon cutting, I'm like, bleh. Like there is one person who genuinely is so stinking excited for this moment because oftentimes it's a business, right? And they are so excited. This is like... like so much passion behind the reason why they are there. And then you get all these other people that are like, okay, yeah, you just want to look good. Was that
so judgy. God.
I know. It's in my blood. It's like it was in my DNA to be this judgy.
I guess it is because I've never seen
who was there. Who was there at the Highmark? Who actually had the scissors in their hands cutting the ribbon?
There's
we got
like,
Pagula, obviously.
There's a lot of people, yeah.
There's Governor Hochul. Okay, she has to look good.
Well, she's just part of giving the money.
She or the people?
Her government.
Yes, the people.
The head
Where's
of the people?
Where's the Bills fan? The Bills fan needed to be there. The diehard Bills
fan. There could have been a Bills fan in that lineup. There was like 50 of them.
Anybody know? Oh, that's another thing.
It could have been a winner of a Bills contest. You know, it could have been a couple of people who are like just regular Bills Mafia fans. It could have been the head of Bills Mafia Facebook. I don't know who was there.
Okay, 50 is too many. I think we need to trim that back to, okay, we need to take those scissors and cut people out. It needs to be one person.
Do you feel the same way about groundbreaking?
Oh, that screams, I am looking good too. Oh, I hate groundbreaking shots.
I see groundbreaking shots as the people responsible for making this project happen, which would be, you know, the politician, which is obvious.
Yeah, I don't like the politicians in the shot. It's not, you know.
Who else makes this giant, like, it's, municipal project happen?
They don't have any right to be there. They're like taking
it happen.
Nah, the people did. Taxpayers.
All right, you're weird.
Okay, who did the ribbon cutting? I want to know if it was a fan.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah, because I think it needed to be a fan. I would be okay with a fan. That is genuine. That would bring me to tears. Like an old fan that's been a fan since they were, you know, 1 year old or something.
Or the little old guy who cut the ribbon at the Ralph when it first was made, like 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if I would. Look at all these people. Who are these people? I don't even know who these people are.
Sam.
Okay, we got Terry Pegula, we know. Kathy Hochul, we know. God. Mary Wilson, okay. Ralph Wilson, Mary Wilson.
Oh, I see, right. Mm-hmm.
Who's Mary Wilson? Is that the daughter? Who is that?
Don't know.
Okay. Pete Gwelly, that's our local guy, right? Wasn't he local?
Local what?
Like, went to school here?
Is he part of the Bills? Part of the Bills organization? Okay, yeah. He should
Dave
be.
Holmberg.
Oh, yeah, Dave.
Okay, I know this is obvious to you if you are a Bills fan, but I don't know who Dave Holmberg is. And Mark Pollenkwartz.
Mm-hmm. Could have been part
of it. That wasn't 50, Scott.
I didn't. Oh, my God. I actually exaggerated
six.
Something for once.
That was six.
I actually exaggerated something for
now,
once.
No. I don't know. Were any fans? I'm not sure. Okay, we got to do this ribbon cutting all over again. I'll orchestrate it. I got you.
Did you get those patches from CVS yet?
We're going to be doing...
Spazano and Sandy, waking you up.
That was one crazy break.
Actually, I missed my progesterone pill yesterday, and that's what controls your mood.
And that
so tomorrow...
Yes.
We're going to do a ribbon cutting in the studio for live audience Thursday.
For what?
Every Thursday, we're doing a ribbon cutting.
No, I'd much rather do shots. Screw that.
Just for the photo op. Tyler from the M80s is coming in the studio tomorrow for live audience Thursday, along with Best Buddies, our friends at Best Buddies, because, just because.
Because they're friends. Yeah, and they are. Because. And they do great work. So, yeah. So the commercial-free 98 is coming up in about 4 or 5 minutes.
We appreciate you taking your morning to listen to the show, being part of the Buzz Fam. We know you have a lot of choices, so it really does mean a lot to us that you are part of our show.
If you
missed anything from the show, you can always go to the podcast, which is Spazano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right.
Okay, it is time to say, we out.
Yep, we out. Like any hope of getting out of Darien Lake quickly after a concert.
That's a good one.
Yeah, see you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazano and Sandy. You're the best.